Welcome to Monologues by Hassie, where I'm going to be dropping unsolicited brain dumps from the depths of my grey matter. I'll talk about life, money, society, and self-development, plus whatever else lies up there, whilst hopefully not getting cancelled in the process. Almost the end of January, and only now have I finally kind of put my quote-unquote New Year's resolutions together. And the reason that I've taken so long to do this is because it's really important for me to plan out what I'm going to do this year. I'm somebody who's been making yearly, two-yearly, three-yearly, monthly plans of various lengths. I've been making them since about 2017, so I've been doing it for almost 7 years now. And throughout that period, one thing I've realized is having a plan is great, but there are better ways to do your planning. And one of the most important things that I think everyone who sets out with resolutions or a plan is a resolution might be to drop a habit, but then you have goals, and goals should generally be things which are slightly outside your reach. It should be easy enough for you to achieve so you don't get demoralized in the process, but at the same time, it shouldn't be so easy that there's just no motivation for you to do it because there's nothing really in it for you. So yeah, you don't want it to be too difficult, but you also don't want it to be too easy. So it should be just outside your grasp. And as a result of doing that, what I found is that you're not always going to achieve the goals you set. If I look at all my year plans, and I've got stacks of them in a file saved in my folder saved in my computer, I can see that like every year when I got to the end of that, or when I did a review, I would have only hit 40 to maybe 80% of what I've done. And in recent years, that percentage has been getting better and better because I've become much more effective at setting goals. So just to be clear, when you set goals, they can be stretch goals and you won't always get there, but by setting them, it will be better than if you had never set them in the first place. So for 2023, I finally sat down. I've taken about a month to kind of really think about what do I want to get out of this year. And here's my top five. Number one is I want to buy a home. Now, I live in Sydney. It's a very expensive part of the world. My target for this is I want a mortgage of $300,000 or less. If you happen to be listening from Sydney or in Australia and you kind of know what the housing market is like, you're probably wondering, how am I going to do this? Just stay tuned. I'm not going to go into it in this episode, but I want a mortgage of $300,000 or less. I'm looking for a two-bedroom apartment. The way I like to think about all of these goals, it's a very simple framework that I'll explain to you guys. It's called the goals to meaning and goals to goals framework. So every goal I'm talking about, I'm really talking about what is the meaning behind this goal and why do I want to achieve it. And by giving meaning to every goal, it's what makes it powerful. So if I look at buying a home, for me, why is this going to be powerful? Because it's going to be a place for me to control what I eat, because I currently live with other people, and if they bring junk food home and my willpower is low, I might eat that. It's going to be a place to exercise, a place to learn, earn, think, and just create at a level which I haven't experienced yet. That sometimes I only experience when I go on holiday and I kind of get to have my own space. So I want to create a space where I can really unleash my creativity. I can be effective at what I do, both for a living and outside of work. And I just want to curate a life that is absolutely amazing. I'm 28 years old, so I've, you know, come from a culture, whether you're Indian or whether you're Italian, a lot of you will have the privilege of being able to live at home. And by living at home, there are obviously financial benefits. And I think for people who don't come from those ethnic cultures where living at home is the standard, they'll say, oh, that's great, you get to save so much money. But nothing in life is truly free, including living at home. I just pay in a currency that is not Australian dollars. So for me, having my own home, it's just going to unlock a realm of possibilities. Even though it's going to cost me money, I actually think moving out and buying my first apartment is actually going to make me money. I'm not talking about renting it out. I'm just talking about increasing my personal capacity to do amazing things, because I will be freeing myself of many of the distractions and hindrances that I have in my current life. So the next goal that I want to achieve in 2023 is 100,000 Australian dollars invested. Now, This is obviously, you know, it's six figures. Everyone wants kind of six figure everything. And depending on where you are in the world, these benchmarks are going to be very different. But for me, having $100,000, not just invested, I want $100,000 in my brokerage account. So in ETFs, exchange traded funds, that's what I like. It's broad market-based funds, tracking the market. It's, you know, it's a passive investment. And for me, the reason I want to do this is, number one, is psychological. I think once I get to the point where I actually have $100,000 invested, I will see things about myself and about the world and about money and about investing that I can't currently see now. So one, the benefit there is 100% psychological. And then the other thing is, like, if you've been listening to the media and if you've been on LinkedIn or YouTube or the news, one thing you'll see is that 2023 is actually probably going to be a very tough year. If we're not already in a global recession, then we will be heading into a global recession. There are layoffs being announced all over the world. And if you imagine, and you know, Google had layoffs just last week. If you can imagine that there are going to be two extremes in companies where people get laid off. There's going to be one person who is financially independent. They have investments. They have income sources outside of their main job. You know, they might be sad that they're leaving their colleagues, but for the most part, they're going to be fine. They've got an emergency fund. They've got a buffer that's going to keep them and their family happy and healthy until they figure out their next move. On the other extreme, you've got somebody who's locked into our society because they're leveraged up to their eyeballs. They have mortgages, credit cards. They have a consumer lifestyle that is tied to whatever salary that they were earning before they got laid off. That person is going to be in a lot of pain. So for me, investing and working towards this goal, it's about decoupling myself from the default paradigm, which is going to help me live a happier and more fulfilling life, which, you know, all my goals are fundamentally about this, but just getting to this state, it's just such a big thing for me. So my third goal for 2023 is I want to be fitter than I've ever been before. So if you're a man and you're listening to this, testosterone levels typically start to decline once you hit to 30, right? They kind of peak in your late teens, early 20s, I believe. And by the time you get to 30, there's a kind of plateau in between that period and they start to decline down ever so slowly after 30. So I've got about 2 years to maximize that. And unfortunately, I've always been a very kind of nerdish, bookish person. And I was always more content to read a book than inherently go running or go and work out and go to the gym. But I've finally got to a point where I'm like, you know what? This is a really important thing. I want to do this because I realize it's actually going to help me in all those learning goals and business and other things. Having a healthier body is going to give me more energy, which again is going to help me learn. It's going to help me earn. It's going to help me make a bigger impact. Just being healthier will improve everything else that I'm trying to achieve. It's keeping the engine of the car running. People can't see it. Well, there are going to be aspects that obviously they can see if I become, when I become very fit. So it's not an if, it's a when. But there are going to be parts that people can't see, which really just benefit everything else I do. I want to have a very healthy body because I realized that, you know, there's no better time than today to get started on that. And I already have, mind you. So that particular goal is just going to increase my energy, which is going to help me do all these other things. So the fourth thing that I want, and this is always something that exists on every kind of year plan that I've done, it's grow my knowledge and skills, but I'm so much more effective at this than I, you know, I've ever been before. So in software engineering, there's a concept called having a strong T. And what a strong T means, if you look at the letter T, there's one very deep component, that's the kind of stem, and then you've got the T, which is the breadth. And in that kind of T shape, in software, what they generally say is you want to be a T-shaped developer, which means you might be good at back end, you might be good at front end, but then you've got a broad skill set so you can still do all the other things that other software engineers do. And when you've got people on a team with different Ts, so they've got different kind of depth skill sets, but they can all understand what each other, you know, what everybody else is doing, you've got a great team. So taking that concept and extrapolating it to my life, I want a T-shaped life. I want to have an extremely strong kind of core skill set. And for me, that's software engineering. So I want to keep improving. I'm really happy that I got into it in 2022. And I just want to keep really pushing my knowledge in software engineering. So improving my career, that's going to be my depth. But then I want to have a breadth of knowledge. So last year I did some legal training in contracts. The year before I did a public speaking course. I mean, this year I want to do a bit of sales training. I want to attend a software conference, which isn't really about learning, but it's more about understanding what new trends are out in the industry. So it is learning, but you're learning from people. You're getting to talk to people. It's almost a short form of, I'd say, mentoring. It's not just about the conferences. It's about the conversations you have with people in between sessions. I want to be learning in a way that I haven't learned before and in environments that I previously haven't had access to. So this is one of those things where it's going to help me again earn, invest, and have greater impact, because increasing your fundamental skill set, and just like when I was talking about investing, we had layoffs at Google. Many companies are going to be laying off. We're going into a global recession. The best thing you can do is increase your skill set, because that's going to help. That's a form of insurance that not only will improve your life, even if nothing goes wrong, when something does go wrong, you're not going to be the person shitting it, worried that your skills have become redundant. You're going to be prepared, confident, and ready to tackle the challenges that 2023 and beyond will have. The other thing I want to do as part of my learning goal, something that I've already been doing, is reading one book per week. So I think at this point, we're already, what, 4 weeks into the year, and I think I'm already down like 5 or 6 books, which is really good. And I've been having such a good time doing this. It's been quite challenging, but one thing I'm noticing is just by sticking to it, every time I pick up another book, it gets easier to read, because I'm just getting used to the process of reading faster and absorbing that knowledge. The next thing I want to do, my kind of very last priority for this year, is to increase my impact. And there's two broad components of increasing my impact. The best thing I did in 2022, or one of the best things I did in 2022, was start this podcast, and that was absolutely incredible. So I want to increase my impact on this podcast. So I want to increase my reach by 5 times and help get anything I'm learning. And as I'm navigating this world and realizing things that are making my life easier, I want to be helping more people with those same concepts. And again, just passing the value on, because I think that's an important thing to do. And then again, coming from last year, I started getting more involved in, I guess, social causes. One was the protests in Sri Lanka. In the days leading up to it, I made sure that a lot of the protesters had access to, you know, medicine, supplies. I was doing kind of daily food drop-offs in the 4 days up to the July 9th protests. And that made me feel really good. It's, you know, they say there's nothing really altruistic. Like, people don't do good things just for the sake of doing good things, because I realized even if you do get very close to that level, by doing charity and by helping a cause you care about, you make yourself feel good. So when I give, it's a selfish thing, in the sense that I feel good about myself. That's a benefit. It gives me more energy. And this year, I want to, you know, do more of that. I was able to donate $1,000 to a charity called Helen Keller International, and that helps give out vitamin A doses to children between the ages of 0 and 5, and that's shown to be a rather effective charity. For me, I want to do more work like that. And I realized that when I buy a house, I'm going to be buying into a particular community, and I want to also have an impact on that community. I want to, if I'm moving somewhere, I want to help improve that place. I don't want to passively do it just because I have a degree and I'm a remote tech worker. You know, I don't want to have some kind of sort of passive gentrification where I'm just one person who displaced somebody who was previously living there. I should be doing something in my community to help bridge the gap between people who have access to opportunities and those who don't. So I want to have greater impact this year. That's a really important thing. So one thing about all these, now that I've gone through all top 5 goals, buying a house, investing $100,000, getting fitter than ever, growing skills and confidence, and increasing impact, one thing that I hope that I've, you know, demonstrated is that each of these goals will help me achieve, not only do they have meaning, they will help me achieve another goal. So buying a house is going to help create kind of a place where I can learn better and then ultimately earn better. Investing is going to help me have a better mindset. It's less stress. I'll probably learn better, and I'll also be able to have better impact. By getting fitter and healthier, that's going to give me more energy to achieve all my goals. And by growing my skills and knowledge, it's going to help me earn. It's going to help me invest. It's also going to help me with my impact. And increasing my impact is also going to have a flow-on effect to the other goals. So all these goals are interlinked. And the way that I've set my goals for 2023 is, it's all about every goal should have meaning, and every goal should help you achieve at least one other goal. And this is what the goals to meaning and goals to goal framework is all about. It's a bit of a mouthful, G to M, G to G. If you can implement this in your life, I guarantee it's probably going to be more powerful than anything you've done. If you're somebody who doesn't really set goals, this is a great way to do it. Give your goals meaning and make sure every goal supports another goal. And it's going to be incredibly powerful. So I'm looking forward to having an absolutely incredible 2023, and I wish the same to you. So with that said, I wish you great success with all your endeavors. You've just made it through another episode of Monologues by Hassie. It brings me great pleasure to know that you made it to the end. To listen to more episodes, subscribe on your favorite podcast app or visit monologuesbyhassie.com. Thanks for swinging by.